Major is here. It's 39 past 12. Chad Hartman on Newstalk 830 WCCO. Major Garrett from CBS News is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. You were in St. Louis. You were at the airport today.
You spent
a lot of time at airports. It's been a number of years for me since I traveled to St. Louis. How is the St. Louis airport?
Exactly as you remember it.
Yeah. Dull. Not much.
Hasn't changed.
Yeah.
My producer, Arden Fari, and I were talking about it. He's a Washington University graduate based here in St. Louis.
Yes, right there.
Flew through St. Louis a lot. I've come here a lot because I go back to my alma mater, the University of Missouri.
Mm.
It's a fine airport. There is not one thing wrong with it. It's just the same as it's been for 20 years.
Yeah. What makes a great airport for Major Garrett?
Two things. Tall ceilings. Lots of light. That's particularly true in the post-COVID era, where you really care about air circulation and lots of light. So I like airports. The newer ones tend to shift in that direction. Very tall ceilings, lots of natural light, good ventilation, and plenty of bathrooms.
Okay, now, Dave Harrigan, I need you to comment, too. Plenty of bathrooms. I like that.
It's a good thing.
I like some food options. I like Wi-Fi to work. Was there some spaces? We're going to have some room. I was not expecting Major to say tall ceilings, but the more I think about it, I kind of like it. What do you stand on tall? As a short man, you're like, what, 5'2"?
Get out of here.
Yeah. I mean, oh, you're 5'9". I don't know. It's hard to tell the difference, you know? Where do you stand on tall ceilings in Major Garrett?
I think tall ceilings are a tremendous benefit to an airport. Feel open. Do you just feel like you have more space? It's a great thing. You're already going to be, you know, slammed into a seat for 2, 3, 4
yeah.
hours in a tiny little jet.
When Major Garrett is flying, are you one who wants to get in the plane promptly, quickly? Do you want to get on the plane last? You get on the plane at the appropriate time. Where do you fit on this conundrum?
Full disclosure, I work very hard for my job. And many years ago, my lawyer negotiated for me something I have come to value among almost every other codicil of my contract.
You fly the plane?
No.
Oh.
No, better. Better. I fly first class.
Oh.
And
where's the Lottie?
I'm full disclosure.
Yeah.
That's what happens. I work hard. Oftentimes sleep on a plane. I can sleep on a plane. Some people can. Some people can't. I can. That valuable time to sleep on a plane helps me do my job, and I enjoy that perk enormously. I've worked hard to get it, and I don't apologize for having it.
So
I get on the plane first.
Yeah. We also reached out to your attorney yesterday, and we have another part of the document where on the chair, David says, "I'm Major Garrett. Leave me the bleep alone." Yeah, I mean, so if anyone wants to say, "Hi, I enjoy your work." No, it says right there, "I'm Major Garrett. Leave me the bleep alone."
No.
And if there's Wi-Fi available, he makes sure it's turned off to everyone else except him.
Yes.
It just says, "Approach from the left, no direct eye contact."
I've also told you are wearing a hat, sunglasses, and you've got a food writer. You like certain foods. Okay, Major Garrett, Dave Harrigan, let's guess. Does he enjoy the first-class food, or does he pass on it? What's your guess, Dave?
I think he dabbles.
I think he looks at it, but most of the time, no. That's my guess.
Okay, so this is proof positive that you have not traveled recently. If you're even in first class, if you're on a flight less than 2 hours, you get the snack basket. There's no plated meal anymore.
Yeah. But you travel a little further than that, and that's when first class, you know.
Yeah, so, yeah, I'll take the meal. Yeah.
Take the meal. Before we get to politics, let's also get to tonight is one of the biggest nights of the entire year for Major Garrett. I believe this 100%. I'm going to put the family in a separate category. They do not count.
Mm-hmm.
This is Game 5. The Padres and Dodgers, it has been mouthy. It has been tense-filled. We've had blowouts. We've had close games. This is Chavez Ravine. If you had plans tonight and your wife said, "We have to go to this dinner," and it's a late dinner. I mean, it's a late, late dinner. What would you say to your bride?
No.
Thank
I
you.
Would turn down a White House invitation.
Dave?
I would turn down everything.
Okay, Dave, Joe Biden calls Major at, what is this, like a 10 o'clock start? D.C. time? What time is this?
9 o'clock.
Joe Biden calls Major and says, Major, I am going to tell you the reason why I left the White House, and I'm telling no one else. I need you to be here at 9:15. Dave Harrigan.
Okay.
Joe's a lame duck. Who cares?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I'm just.
If we're going to string this out, let's string it out. Yes. Okay. That one, I set my lifelong Padre obsession aside and do my job.
Yes.
Meaning I'll come over, but we're going to have the game on, Joe.
Yeah, exactly. Joe, go ahead. Could you sit in this seat while I interview Joe? With the TV in the background. All right, let's get to some political items. We talked about last week about Barack Obama going back out on the trail, and we both agreed that he doesn't have the same power that he once did, but he is still an important messenger. Last night, he came out with more force than I expected against Donald Trump. Whether you agree with him or not, He has the capability of delivering an excellent speech. He knows when to emphasize the inflection. He knows the pauses. He knows the relatability. Did you expect that type of speech from Barack Obama? And have I missed the response yet from Donald Trump? Because I'm sure it's going to be a doozy.
So I'm just boarding the plane, so I'm slightly distracted.
Sure.
So,
understand.
Two things. I wasn't surprised by the force of former President Obama's remarks. He said at the convention, Michelle said this, other Democrats said it, but they were the ones who said it most powerfully at the Democratic National Convention. This is going to be difficult. There will be bad polls. This race is going to tighten, and we have to work hard and say it hard. And that is exactly what they said. Yeah, that'd be great.
Like that extra sign.
Okay.
See where those coats are.
So that's point one.
You're hanging your coat.
Yeah. I am hanging my garment bag.
Yeah, for sure.
One second.
Yeah. Do you travel often with a garment bag, Dave?
Usually three of them.
Three garment bags.
Yes. I have a lot of garments.
Yeah. Now, is Major going back beyond his row to do this?
No.
Or is he just staying? Because actually, first class is a separate garment bag area.
I'm just picturing him actually watch his producer make his way back to like 37B.
Yeah. Yeah, by the way, we'll talk after the flight is done. Okay.
So I'm in my seat, and because I always comply with the flight attendant instructions,
yes,
I took my garment bag back to where I was directed, which is the back end of the first class section. So always comply with your flight attendant.
Yes, no, that's a good idea. Okay. That's a good idea.
Okay.
That's a very good idea. Should we just start shouting evil things and help the flight attendants? 2:50 of the news breaks. Major Garrett unceremoniously booted from a plane. Okay, back to Obama and his force.
And then what I think is important to take note of is for the Obamas, the advice and the sort of motto that Michelle Obama operated under and described to the party many years ago, when they go low, we go high, that's out the window. No more.
That's gone.
Because this is, it is metaphorically a street fight. And everyone knows it. Block by block, precinct by precinct, congressional district by congressional district. So that's what they're at.
What do you want your captain to say at this point? What would be ideal? We're going to be ahead of time. Frequent flyer miles given out, higher level.
Look, let's just make this very simple. Everyone knows this who travels with frequency. All you want is an uneventful flight. I get in the cab and say, how was your flight? I say, the very best kind, uneventful.
Yes.
On time, uneventful. That's all I care about.
What is Major Garrett, what beverage do you have? Just water, ginger ale, anything?
Water and black coffee.
Oh, That's right. You're in the cabal. You're in the coffee cabal. That's right. I forgot about that.
All charter member.
Yeah. You know, I mean, seriously, you talk about frequent flyer miles. I mean, and so you don't put.
I laid the first stone. You know, with the.
So
with a coffee trowel, you know, I laid the first stone.
Thank you.
Yes.
Do you ever go to your Starbucks of the world and get very fancy, elaborate? Or are you just a black? That's all I wanted.
So I love when I go to Starbucks to see the look of shock, then relief, then low-level joy when all I say is black coffee.
Yeah.
Bruce is so happy.
Yeah, that's fine. So, do you have one of those?
And if you're ever near me at a Starbucks and you recognize me and you hear them say the name Dave and I go up and get my coffee, that's because that's my Starbucks name.
It's your Starbucks name?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Boy, there's a lot of questions I have for you on other sites you might go to, what your name is there, but I'll pass at this point. We'll probably guess those when you leave. Dave, we're gonna go site, store, what is Major's name there?
I just know my Starbucks name is now going to be Major.
Exactly. I'm going Major all the time now. In fact, I might even
have
go Major Garrett. I mean, I remind me.
Have fun with that.
Yeah. Peanuts, pretzels, any food on the plate?
I typically, if it's just the snack basket, I pass.
Oh, but occasionally first class, there might be a little extra treat, though, right?
You'd be surprised.
Okay. All right.
There's belt tightening all over, and I can tell you there's belt tightening in first class.
Yes, there is. All right. Have a safe, uneventful flight, and you might get a text from me if it's positive for the Padres tonight.
Wonderful. Thanks so much.
Major Garrett, 1251, News Talk 830, WCCO.